Masechet Shabbos Daf Tet Zayin, and we're starting at the bottom of Tet Vav. So we said yesterday we were discussing Shchuchit, the whole idea of glass. That glass was Chachamim treated glass as sand, therefore as cheres. And we were discussing the whole idea of becoming tame, etc. So the vehicle shall be Mary, the Amar Kolokalacha Lamamid. Remember, we said because they filled it with lead, Tanya Klees Huchit, Shaniko Vitiv Doha, everybody put lead inside, Amaraban Shimagamagamar, Rabbi Tamer, Chavim Taharin. And we said there was Metame, the Rashi, the second last Rashi of the Amar was Velo, Amrinan Batle Mitrat Kleed. Isn't no longer a Klee, Kashir Klee Cheres Anishbar, the Xava Halacha Haramamid, Vitrat Klee Matek, and now becomes considered a steel Klee. So if it was earthenware, once it got a hole in it, and now we fixed it up. So in order, the way that you metaher earthenware clean is by breaking it. So glass is like earthenware, you broke it, now you made a hole in it, you put lead into it to fix up the hole, and now it becomes no longer glass, it goes after whatever it is that's maintaining it, it's being maintained by the lead, and therefore it becomes a steel vessel, and now a steel vessel needs mikvah. And now it's pashut. We understand now how come mikveh works for gloss. And Chachamim Matar, Chachamim say no. So I'm going to say, wait a second. If that's the case, that you're now telling me that it's like a steel, and it's a mikveh, as lo litama litamu migaban, right? So we're making the assumption as follows. We know, let's just go recap quickly the halachas of earthenware. If you've got a clay vessel, right, the clay vessel has some unique characteristics for the tumah is concerned. A clay vessel, firstly, doesn't have mikveh. If it gets tame, you can't put it in the mikveh. The clay vessel as well, doesn't pass on tumah from the outside of it. So if you touch a clay vessel, let's say he has a coffee cup, right, let's say this was clay, I don't know if it is, whatever it's made of, and on the outside, nothing, there's no tumah on the outside. The tumah is only on the inside, and it's in the airspace in the inside. Not even the inside of maybe also the inside, but even the airspace. So if you dangle a piece of something into the airspace of the cup, not touching the walls, it makes the walls tame, and the walls make the airspace tame, and the airspace makes, and so you put something tame in, now the airspace there becomes tame. You then dangle inside your piece of truma, the truma will become tame, even if it doesn't touch the walls. Remember that? Metave mitame miavir. Right? It's metame and gets tame from thing. Now what we're saying is that glass is like earthenware. So now, and earthenware doesn't metame on the back. So we're saying, wait a second. Now, okay, so we understand why it's got mikveh, because it goes off to the ma'amid, right? Which is the lead, the steel, understand? But the assumption of the Gemara is now, which is a little bit, I don't want to say backward, God forbid, right? But it's a little bit different type of logic, because we said that why does the glass work with mikveh? Because of the ma'amid. Because what's maintaining it now is the steel. So the Gemara says, okay, elemiata, look at the last Rashi on Amud Bet, of Yetzer's Amud. Elemiata, hoyel v'shavinu kechli cheres. We're sticking to this argument. Now that we have compared or associated or brought the glass into a level of earthenware, so why don't other laws of earthenware apply to it? For example, lolita mubigaban. If you've got a glass vessel now, which is tamay, and you touch something on the side of it, it shouldn't be that food, if you take it as a truma, and you touch it up against the side of this earthenware, it shouldn't become tamay. Because earthenware, only tamay is what's inside, not on the outside. So be consistent, says the Gemara. Alam et nam, why then do we learn in Masechet Kehilim and Mishnah? Kli cheres, ukli neter. Rashi says, "Yakli neter min adama levana," some sort of white earth. How do they translate neter there? Natron, natter. What is neter? We've had this word before, but I couldn't find it. What is it? Natron. I don't know what that is. I don't know. Some sort of what, right? Alamat nan kli cheres, if it's made of earthenware or kli natar, tumatan shave, right? So what does it mean, tumatan shave? They both these kli cheres and kli natar, the same tuma. What does it mean? Mit am in. Umetamin me'avirehen. So Rashi said, look at the first Rashi. Metamin umetamin. Nitlet tumata ba'avira metamin me'avir. חזר ותלה אוכלים, ואביר מתאמן את האוכלים, ואף הפי שלא נגו בתאמן, didn't touch it. תכתיב, כל השם בתוכו, if it's inside it, ואפילו מלא אחד דל, even if the cup's full, שאין לו גבל, that stuff you put in, didn't touch the walls, doesn't matter, אלא סמוך לתפנות. What I explained, by you dangle something in the airspace, the tamay stuff will betamay the walls of the cup now betamays the airspace is now tamay, you drop trum into the airspace, it's tamay. But it doesn't tamay from the outside, that's clay suchitra, that is clay cheres, ואין מתאמים מגביהן from the outside, like we explained, if you touch it on the outside, doesn't touch it, because אם נכנס תומה לתוך החוריהן מבחוץ, sorry, ואין מתאמים מגביהן, where's the Rashi, ואין מתאמים בגבן, he says, דכתיב אל תוכו, it's only inside, right, so it's מתאמים מעבריהן, ומתאמים מאחוריהן, I skipped it out, then מאחוריהן, what does it mean אחוריהן, hold on, I always make this mistake. I turn things and then I get all wet. If you got the cup upside down, right, an earthenware, if you look, there's like a bit of an indent over here. So the bottom of the earthenware has got a bit of an indent. Sometimes, they even use that bottom there and fill it up with some stuff. So that indent over there is considered like the inside of the cup. Okay, so with earthenware, that would become tamei as well. Right, that is what it means there. Mitamin me'achorehen. Look at Rashi. אם נכנס תומה לתוך אחוריהן ובחוץ, to this indent and the outside, במקום חקק, בית מושבה, where they made like an indent into the base, כדרך שעושים לכלי עת, like I do with wood. Wood you have like sometimes, wood cut out in the inside as well, and you could have like something, you see these like cups, it could be a cup in either direction. That's the idea. This is all earthenware, right? ואין מתאמים עם גביהן from the outside, ושבירתן מתארתן, and if you break it, that is its tahara. That's if it's got tumah, the way to make it tahor is to break it. So now says the Gemara, right, now the Gemara is medayek. Now comes our question. Kli neter v'kli cheres, who de tumatan shaveh? The Mishnah said that what are these elements that have these characteristics of tumah? Those, the cheres and the neter. Aba midiachin elo, but nothing else. And glass is something else. So how do we say now, we just said a second ago, that glass is like kli cheres. The Gemara is saying they're being consistent. The Mishnah discussing the attributes of tumah for these kli cheres and kli natar exclude everything else. Glass is excluded. Right? So why aren't we including glass here? If you're telling me that the whole reason why glass calls into our category is because glass is made from sand and sand is from, it's like earth, and therefore the status of earthenware. The Gemara says, now, kevan techi nishter beru, יש להם תקנה שווינו ככלי מתכות. It says, you're right. Really, glass is like earthenware. But why don't they compare it here or include it here into earthenware? It says, because we saw in the previous case, if it gets a hole in it, you can put lead or you can put some sort of steel in and make it lead and fill it up with, it now enters the world of matachot of steels. And therefore, although it's, to begin with, it's like earthenware, but it leaves the world of earthenware into the world of steel because it's got takana. Look at Rashi, Yeshlem takana. Lahatichan v'lachzor lasutam kelim. You can weld into lahatich. You can it's sort of like weld. You'll see in a second. Rashi actually uses the word solder. We'll see this now. He actually uses the word solder, like to solder something. We call soldering. So we'll say, wait a second. That doesn't make sense. Elamata, if that's the case. If we're saying that glass started off as earthenware, but because you can break it and that's its tara, and you make a hole in it, remember just for those who weren't in the shiur last night, we recapped and we learned a couple of daf ago, that when you have if every type of vessel, earthenware vessel, to break it, has to have a certain size hole in it. Oh, Michael's in London now. Okay, very good. Right, have to have a certain size vessel, a certain size hole, for it to become tahor. If you've got a bowl that you normally use to hold apples, like a fruit bowl at home, and you make a little hole like this, it doesn't affect the bowl. The bowl still works for apples. So you have to make a big hole in it, like a pomegranate, so apples will fall through. If your bowl is normally used for storing rice, then a little hole like this will no longer be, you can't use that bowl for rice because it will fall through. So the idea is the hole has to be big enough that the vessel can't be used for its original purpose. And then it becomes tahor. Now you took lead and you welded lead into that hole again. You've now got a perfectly good vase. It's now called steel from a halachic point of view. And all the laws of tahara and tumah to steel will apply to this. So it goes like this. There's a gzeira we'll see just now that steel vessels, if you break it, because you can break any kli, by the way, not only earthenware, any kli you can break and becomes tahor. Remember we had the case of Tanuro Shel Achnai, right? That famous oven with Rabbi Eliezer. Remember Rabbi Eliezer Lukanus, where it was a tanur that had been cut up into pieces, and then he put it back together again, right? Never had to be earthenware. It could have been a steel tanur for that purpose. Once he broke it, it became tahor. We'll see there's a gzeira that you can't do that, but before the gzeira. But when you, if you remake it, there's a gzeira of chachamim, that if you reinstate the object, you broke it up, and you put it back together again, the original tumah that you had comes back. So you can't actually get away from steel. If you break steel again, you break steel, you fix it back together, the original tumah comes back. But let me just stop recording the video here. All right, it comes back. So the Gemara is saying, if that's the case, why isn't Kli Matachot, if it's the case, Elamata Yachshu Tumatan Shulach Kli Matachot, Titnan, he has the proof, we've got a Mishnah. Also a Mishnah from Avodah Zorah, we've seen, right, and in Masech Kalim. Titnan, Kli Matachot, Pshutehen, Umikablehen, Tmein. So a regular steel object, when we say Yach, but Pshutehen, it means a simple Kli, like even like a plate, or a knife, which hasn't got a bait kibble, hasn't got a receptacle in it. So even a knife, for example, which you can't pour water into, that's called the beit kibul, right? So without the beit kibul, it's called pashut, simple ones. Pshutehen umekablehen. Mekablehen means kibul. That's got a beit kibul. If it was a spoon, for example, or a steel bowl, a steel plate, which you can pour something into. Remember, but that's very important with regard to tumah, with the beit kibul, with wood, we'll get to that in a second. Those things are all tameh. Now, what's the Mishnah say? Nishbaru, if you broke them, taharo, you made them tahor. Right? Look at Rashi there. Why tahor? Why does it work? The ain't no kli. It's no longer a kli. Chazar v'asami en kali. Now you fixed it up and made it back into a kli. What's the Mishnah say? Chazru l'tomatan yeshena. The original tumah is reinstated. So, v'ilu gabes klei schuchit tenan. However, when it comes to glass, what do we learn? We now said a second ago that what is glass? Glass is like steel. It was like clay, and now it becomes like steel because you can fix it. But then why did the Mishnah there not compare it to glass to steel? Because the Mishnah there said that steel, they get back their tumah. And we learned there, with regard to glass, clay eats wooden objects, or clay ore, or leather goods, or clay etzem, or bone, like bone china, or clay schuchit, and glass. Pshutehen tahorin. If they haven't got a beit kibul, they tell they don't make up a tumah. Look at Rashi, pshutehen torin. The it kash eitz v'or lesak, because we compare their leather and wood to sack, to hessian. The yeshlo beit kibul, which has got a receptacle, because it's got a sack, you can store stuff in it. Uklei etzem and bone china, it kash le eitz v'or, to wood and to leather, b'pashat midyan. That's in the case of Midian. That's where all these things, they had the war with Midian. So then Moshe said to them, take 3 days and you've got to go and kosher all the kalim. So whatever they captured from Midian, all the knives, all the forks and the kalim, all learned from all the laws of tumah, of clothes and utensils, all learned from Midian. Call beggar or kokli, or any clothes were made of leather or any sack stuff. If you remember, call shochtin l'cholin. La'avid davar haba min ha'izim. If you bring something from the goats, from their horns, from their bones, from their horns, from their talaf. Talafim, their fingers. What do you call it there? Give me the word. Somebody, open up, help me out. Their hooves, right? The clay schuchit and glass, lekam mefarish taima amai pshutahen torin, machad damu lematachot, and the pshat, we'll see. Well, the whole thing about glass. But nonetheless, glass are part of this category. Only if they've got receptacles at Tumayin. Nishbaru tahor. If you break them, become tahor. Chazar vasam. If you fix them, I make kalim out of them again. Mekablin tum mikanu lahaba. These all things, clay sack, eitz, or schuchit glass, if you refix them, they only now become tamay from now onwards. There's the original existing, pre-existing tumah is gone. Gone. There's a Rashi here that I saw somewhere. He says, Poreach. It says, if it's gone, completely gone. Was it a Rashi or? There's actually, if you want to look quickly, take a second. Rabbi Hananel on Amud Bet. If you go to Rabbi Hananel, look right at the bottom of Rabbi Hananel on Amud Bet. We jump in the gallery to the same subject. The last line of Rabbi Hananel on Amud Bet of Tet Zayin, he says there, Tumato Yishra Lav Ularava Parcha Tumato. Parcha, gone! As if the tumor, you broke it, the tumor's gone or flew away, and only new tumor starts. And we said a second ago that glass is like steel. And we know that steel, the original tumor, comes back. So how come glass, original tumor, doesn't come back? The world's trying to understand, what is this glass? Why is this glass tame? What is this glass about? Yes, from a fellow, but retroactively, no. So Gemara says, like, there's no tumat kli zchuchit, really, tumat zchuchit of glass, only drabanan. And therefore, it's not a doraita. Yeah, we're really starting to make sense now. The Gemara's backing down now, its original stance. We said it was like from clay, could that from sand? No. It's the Rabbanan, Utuma Yeshena, the old Tuma, the pre-existing Tuma, the Rabbanan, right? Utuma Yeshena, and this concept of reinstating Tuma is the Rabbanan as well. So we've got two Rabbanans. We've got one, the fact that glass itself is Tame, and the second thing that when you remake an object, an original Tuma comes back, both those are Rabbanans. So therefore, Yeshena, the Rabbanan. But Tuma Doraita, when we come to things which have got tumor from the Torah, like steel and all these things from clay and bidyan over there, look at Rashi. But tuma doraita, is there no Rashi there? Yeah, Rashi says there, almost in line with the Gemara. But tuma clay matachot doraita, Rashi says, gazu tuma yashana. There, the chacham about gzeira, that on things which the tuma comes to them from doraita, from the Torah, if you break it and put it back together again, they about gzeira that the old tuma comes back. But on glass, the whole concept of tumah there is ain't rabbanan. Lo gazu tumah yeshayin. They never made gzeiros. There aren't these two gzeiros that work together. Glass is a gzeira in itself, and old tumah coming back to life is a gzeira in itself. We only applied the gzeira of old tumah back to itself to things which were in the outset were doraita and not things which were rabbanan. Glass doesn't fall into that category. That's the first answer which you're seeing over here. They reinstated the tumah, but betumah derabanan lo achitu derabanan tumah. The Gemara says, wait a second. Pshutehen. Now he says here pshutehen, right? If we're saying that glass is like steel, so go back quickly and look all the way up at the top there. We said there, the Tnan Kli Matachot, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down from the top of the Amud. We brought a Mishnah and we said, Kli Matachot, if it's steel stuff, Pshutehen Umekablehen Temein. That even a knife, which hasn't got a receptacle, hasn't got a bit of kibul, a simple steel object, will also metame. So now you're telling me, okay, fine, we understand that it's the Rabbana. We understand that we don't have pre-existing tumor comes back if you remake it. But why doesn't a glass object metame even without a better kibble, even without a receptacle? Just plainness. If you've got a piece of glass, plain piece of glass, because steel, a plain piece of steel, let's say you use a plain piece of steel as a cutting board, I don't know, to cut your steak on it. Hasn't got a receptacle, mekabel tuma. If you've got a plain platter, glass platter, without a receptacle, and we've got at home, if you've got we've got at home like these glass platters which you cut vegetables on, so you've all got them, right? It's a piece of glass, not a receptacle, it's a kli. So according to that, a kli pshutin should mekabel tuma. Why, if we said that it's got the same status as a steel vessel, the Gemara's now asking up and down with questions. We asked one question, we bounced that, and we're still trying to stand glass. The Gemara says, well, if that's the case, pshutahen miyali tama. So the simple way, look at Rashi here, the first wide lines of Rashi. Pshutahen miyali tama, glass, is like steel. Taha pshute kli matachot doraita. We all know that a simple kli of glass, of steel, is a midoraita. Vechevan dichvatayu shavinu li tama. And since we're comparing now, we said that glass is like steel, it should metame. We can't now come along and give the same answer we gave a second ago by saying, no, Tumid Yeshana, old reinstating old Tum is a Durabanan. Then we can't use that answer now because we say, I mean, everyone agrees that steel is a Doraita, a plain piece of steel. And if glass is like steel, the plain piece of glass should be a Doraita as well. You can't answer me now, Durabanans. Make up your mind. We understand why you aren't gozer the second gezeira, but the first gezeira should be there. It should have the same elements as steel. So now the Gemara brings an answer. Hekaira. So he says, no, really, Chachamim in Exairus, they wanted to make distinctions. So the things would be, we recognize different statuses. Right? They wanted to make like a notice, maybe a noticeable. Right? Ki hechi delo listru falai truma v'kotche. A big problem. We've learned, we're discussing all the time the concept that if something is tameh and it touches truma or kotchim, you have to burn the truma or the kotchim. But now it's asur to burn truma or kotchim if they aren't tameh. Now, if glass is only a Durabanan, and now we're going to treat it exactly like a Doraita, so if a piece of glass, platter, touches Kochim or Truma, you're going to say, what am I supposed to do? Burn the Truma. Now, you've got a problem. The Truma is Doraita, not Tameh. It's only Durabanan Tameh. So if a Chachamim was scared that you'd come to get too carried away and treat glass like Doraita on every aspect and start burning Truma and Kochim as well on it. So therefore, they said no. Look at Rashi. Other Rabbanan hekta b'tumah klei zuchit v'chilku ba mitumah doraita lo hodia shehi midivrahem. They said glass, even though glass has got doraitas, it is Rabbanan and it has characteristics of doraitas only in certain ways. V'lo yishefu alei trumat v'kochim de lo sarfa trum mishum tumat Rabbanan bar mishay sfeikot. We had yesterday those six sfeikot, remember? And even though those six fake were, we said that you do burn truma, other than those six exceptions, not important, other than the six exceptions, we don't burn truma, we tole. That's the term is called tole, right? We don't burn it, but we also can't eat it. Can't burn it. That's why Chachamim said that even you're right, glass should have had these characteristics, but Chachamim were very careful, even when they made all these xeris, not to go too far. That's the first answer on all these questions. Now, Rav Ashi starts off, Rav Ashi on the new Amud, answers to all the previous questions. Rashi amay le'olam le'kli cheres damu. Says no. Chachamim compared it not to steel. They compared it to kli cheres, to earthenware. Full stop. Right? And look at Rashi there. Why? Hoyel u'briatan minachol. Because they are from sand. And sand is like clay. Hilchach pshutehen tohorin. So he gives a different answer. Why pshutehen tohorin? Not because we don't want to compare it to steel, and steel's a doraita, I mean, anyway, you're going to end up burning, trim on it. Nothing to do with that at all. Give it an answer. It says simply because it's like zchuchit, like clay. And clay, we know, is only tameh from within. Betoch, not outside. Right? Look at Rashi. V'ein bahen tuma yeshana. And there's also no, when it comes to clay, this whole concept of reinstating old tuma doesn't exist. All on the Doraita level. Even though it's a Drabanan, it keeps all the characteristics of clay on the Doraita level. It's not like with steel, where we've got some characteristics of the Doraita and some of the Drabanan. No, we've been consistent since Rav Ashi, glass is like clay. And clay, when you break it, doesn't reinstate its tumor. That gezeira of reinstating tumor is only a gezeira with regards to steel, not with regards to clay. It says, in Udekakash Yelach, and your next question, Rashi filled in the first question, and your next question when you're saying, so why doesn't glass metame you from the outside? Right? He says, simple, why not? It's actually an amazing answer to this. It's quite an amazing answer to this. He says, why? Hoyel v'nir'atocho kevaro. Because the outside looks like the inside. What does it mean the outside looks like the inside? You know what? Look at Rashi here. Mibachutz derech tfanotav lo chashiv gav eletoch. Glass is transparent. When you're looking at a glass jar, you don't know where you're looking. You look at the outside, it looks like it's inside because you see right through it. So that's why glass is not on the outside. Look at, if you go to Rabbeinu Chananel, look at Rabbeinu Chananel, about, say, the fourth fifths of the Amud down the side there. He says there, Amar Rav Ashi. Can you see it? Amar Rav Ashi. It's in line with Tosfot, where Tosfot becomes very wide. So like two lines up from the Tosfot there. It says there, Amar Rav Ashi, Klei Shuchit, Keklei Cheres Hain, Ubasof, Amorazora, Amrinan, Amorazora, we say, Klei Shuchit, Keklei Matachot Hain, Veshavinan, Lo Kashi. And we ask the Kashi, why? But we say, one is like Cheres, other hand is like steel. He says, no, contradiction. Hachikam is like this. Kli zchuchit ke kli cheres, and ready the actual kli cheres. Velo mekabla tuma elim ken yesh lehem toch. And they only become tamei if they've got a receptacle like kli cheres. Vu beit kibu, and that's what we call a beit kibu. You can store stuff in it. Aval pshutehen, but simple kli cheres, which haven't got a kli kibu, tohorin. Aval gazu, I have the word gazu, aval. Right, but gazu alehen liot mitamin migaban. But there was a gzaira that they should nonetheless be mekabel tum from the outside. Hoyel uklesuchit mar ota tuma migaban. Right, because he says you can the mar ota tuma. Right, you can see from the outside. Shehu achorav keilu. It says why do we make it tame? Right, it's because glass does become tame on the outside. So it's a hoyel venire toch. I rephrased the question wrong. Ravashi's question was, if you're telling me now that it's like klicheres, so then why doesn't mekabel tum from the outside? That was the question. Why doesn't mekabel tum from the outside? Sorry. So he says, why? He says, because you can see the tumma on the outside. Shehu achorav ke'ilu betochave. When you're looking on the, if you get a piece, if this is glass, when the outside looks like the inside. So therefore, Chamei were gozer that it's actually the inside because you see right through. So the outside is the inside. It's really the gzeira from the inside coming out because you can see the inside and the outside at the same time. That's why glass is mekabel tum on the outside. But it's really like klei zchuchit. It's not because of the steel. We want to say, no, because now it enters into the realm of steel. No, it's still glass. But because you're looking at the glass on the outside and it looks like you're seeing inside, Chamei were gozer on the glass. So that's what he says over here. Right, shehu achorav keilu betocho. It's if it's inside. Aval alot midi tumatan klei zchuchit ke klei matachot. Hein utshichin tvila b'masechet zeh. Okay, there goes in something else. But let's go. Basically, that's what he explains via Hoven. So that's what Rabashi says. Rashi says no. It's consistently clay. When it gets broken, doesn't reinstate old tumah like clay. It's metame from the outside because of you can see right through. Okay. Now we carry on. Yesterday we mentioned, and we were bringing all the lists of the historical stuff of all the gzeiras, or even 2 days ago, right? This is on Friday's stuff. We mentioned there that Shimon ben Shetach tiken ketubah l'isha. He was metaken. Remember that a woman gets a ketubah. And gazar tuma al kli matachot. He was the one that was gozer, the gzeira here, on tuma, on steel. We'll see what that means in a second. Now the Gemara doesn't actually answer the issue of the ketubah. Remember that the Rashi there explained, the Rashi there on the issue of the tuma, so he said there, Shiai katuv la kol nixa harin ktuba lefi shaya miyachid la ktuba v'kishaya koes ale omer la kli. Originally, they used to like only dedicate a certain particular asset that a person owned to support the ketuba of the wife. And he got cross with it, say, get out, take the tractor, go. Right? And therefore, Chamim were worried about that. It'll be too easy to divorce your wife. So they said, no, all your assets underwrite the ketuba, and not so simple to chuck your wife out. You've got to go to a lawyer, and you've got to split up assets, and you've got to get valuations, and this will be a whole procedure, take a long time, and as I think, didn't seem to bother Jeff Bezos, right? But most people, before they get divorced now, start thinking about the financial implications. I think my son told me yesterday that his wife became the richest woman in the world because they got divorced and she got half his assets. But anyhow, all right. So, Chamim nonetheless want to make life a bit more difficult. That was his gezeira. Then he also was, the gezeira that he made was on tumah of kli matachot. So the Gemara says, what do you mean that he made a gezeira on steel becoming tameh? Kli matachot, doraita, you know, it's a doraita. Dichtib, we got a pasuk, we mentioned this early on. This is the pasuk with kli midyan. Right, this is all the pasuk, achir ha-zahav, veta kesef, the gold, and the silver, and the choshen, the bronze, veta barzel, and the steel, veta bedil. Bedil, I think, is not pewter, it is... It's another type of like, not a lead. It's one of those yellow steel. What's bedil? Somebody? You need to unmute your mic, though.
It's normally solder, isn't it?
No, bedil, veta oferet. No, I always forget what bedil is. I don't think it's solder. Bedil.
Solder? Yeah.
A solder? Okay, all right. Whatever.
Put it back together, solder.
No, that's not it. That's not
bedil. Isn't it lead?
No, lead is ever.
Bedil in Hebrew is solder.
What's the word?
Modern Hebrew. is Sadr in modern Hebrew.
They
say tin.
Okay, it's not a steel.
Soft, I think soft metal.
Softer metal. Okay, so maybe you use it in the solder process, but that's not maybe using solder. Okay, one of these steels. But anyhow, if it's all ferret, right? Or ferret is forgotten. What's all ferret?
Lead.
That's all lead, right? Every cool. Yesterday we lead said all ferret is also ever. Okay, right. So that's lead, right? Right, so those are, so all those, that's the pasuk. So what do you mean it's the drabanan? The Torah says straight out. You're right. Tuma midoraita, the first level of getting tuma is the doraita on those pasuk. When we speak about Yeshua Meshach, he's talking about if you break something and then you rinse and you build it back together again, the tuma comes back. That was the gzaira of Shimon ben Shetach. Tamar Yehuda Amarav, Maser B'shel Tzuna Malka, or Shlom Tzuna Malka, there's all the versions I call it. Remember, we had it the other day. We had it with the case of Shimon ben Shetach, it's his sister. Remember, she was married to Yanai, wasn't he? Married to Yanai, I think. And he was the king, and he killed all the Chachamim, and he looked for one rabbi to come give him a brocha, and she made him promise he wouldn't kill her, and that was her brother, and she brought, where was that? That was in Brachot somewhere. There must be a note somewhere over here. Then he brought her, somebody try to find it, and he brought her to him and him, and remember that whole story? That was Shimon ben Shetach. That was him. So he has a story of Shelt, and then she was a Malka of, remember, Yanai died, and she stayed on a king for many, many years. She was the queen, or whatever, right? And her master, Shelt, Tzuna Malka, she asked Mishte Lebenah to her for her son. Venitmu kol kelea, and all the kelim were tame. Rashi says over here, nitmu kol kelea, all the vessels became tamei mate. He killed everybody, this guy. So, but everything was tamei mate. Because they were all in the rooms or in the houses where he killed everybody. So the whole, everything was bloodbath all over the show. So everything became tamei. Shaita tshuche lahamtin. Right, she'd have to wait. Now we know with tuma, with a person, if a person becomes tamei, tumat mate, so he goes through a whole tahara process, which lasts 7 days, right? He goes to the mikveh, then he has to wait, then he does that twice on the third day, and on the seventh day, they sprinkle para aduma, ashes on him, and then he goes to the mikveh again, and he becomes tahor. It's a long process. What are you saying, Robert? So I'm saying now, it seems over here that they conducted that same process with regards to all the vessels. But she said, you know, it's easy, we just break them and put them back together again. We can do it in the same day. You have to worry about this whole 7-day process. Right? She says, Shatam ishtu debana, kokle avashavatam, he's done it sort of, he's got into a guy. Here, veritchan vasalem kanim chadashim. Here Rashi says, veritchan. Here Rashi says, solda. He says, veritchan, soldi. Beloaz, right? So like basically, he welded them back together again. Shemachaber kesef b'makom shev. They took silver, put silver where the break was, and fixed it up again. Asamim kalim chamei the new kalim. Va'amru chachamim, and there chachamim said, yachshulu tumatayin shaynel. You can't rush this process. We're going to give you back the old tumah. That was Shimon ben Shetach. He was gozer ekzera. So he says, my time. Why were they so concerned? He said, mishum geder meichatat. They were very concerned that if people came with this tumat mate, to ignore the whole process of this third and the seventh day of sprinkling ashes and paraduma, people would come to forget about paraduma. I don't understand why, but okay. So most like this. Okay, that works nicely. Rashi says, look, Rashi says they get a mechatat. Nimtu mechatat betalim. You never use it. Sha'enacha adam amtin shem. People themselves wouldn't wait 7 days. Ela shovran that, okay, not themselves, but for kailim, they'd break these kailim. V'tishtakach torat mechatat. This whole idea of mechatat and paraduma would be forgotten from Yisrael. So Gemara says, okay, lema ha'nicha, that works well. Lema'an da'amar lo l'chol ha'tumot amru el tumat ha'meit bilvad amru shapir. So it says that only works according to that ma'an da'amar. Now, if you saw yesterday, those of you who've got on the WhatsApp group, I sent you a Haggadot Habach. Did you see it? Anybody see? I sent you on the WhatsApp group, Haggadot Habach, a picture from a Gemara. If you look at Rashi there, it says, got lema'an da'amar, and then there's a little round circle. That round circle sends you to the Gilon HaShas, to Rabbi Akiva Eiga. Right? Go to Gilon HaShas. Gilon HaShas over there, he says, Ayein brachot daf kafei amud bet barashi dibura matchil man shamatle. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, because the Gemara says, El Leman da Amar, that works well according to that side of the machlokur, he says, that all the things that then makabel tumah, if you break them again, they become tameh, and you fix them. Right? Now look at Rashi. Rashi says here, lo yadana hecher. I don't know where this is, this Gemara. I can't find it. The Gidon Hashas, and that what I sent you, that Gemara there in Brachot, he lists about 20 places in the whole of Shas where Rashi and the Rashbami quote as well, show you that Rashi says this, lo yadana hecher. I don't know where it is. It's quite amazing. It's worthwhile having it, worthwhile looking through it. It's quite a nice list. That's how I sent it out yesterday. Okay, so Amar Abaya, so Gemara says, that doesn't work, that isn't so great, this doesn't work. So he says, no. Rabbi, Gzeira Shem Elo Yikavenu Bichdei Taharato. So Abaya says, you're right. What was the real Gzeira? It wasn't really, we weren't so concerned only about the water, forgetting about that. He says, Gzeira Shem Elo Yikavenu Bichdei, you won't make a big enough hole. Remember I discussed earlier on, that each kli, in order to make a tahor, you have to make the right size hole. So if you use it to store apples, you make a little hole like this, not going to do anything, it's going to be a tam, it's still going to stay tame. People will come to use a tame kli and not know, they think they broke it, and it's fine. So that's why he says, right? He says, Amar Abaya, gzeira shem lo yikavenu bichdei tarat, look Rashi, bichdei tarato, kamotzi rimon, like a pomegranate size, for example. So you have to make big holes in these things. So that's why they said, that the tomb, that if you fix it, the original tumah comes back, not because of the mechatat, because they were worried that people wouldn't break their kalim properly. So they said, you know what? This doesn't work, this idea of all kalim. Rabbi gave another answer. Rabbi says, no. Gzeira shema yomru tfila bat yoma olala. Rabbi says a difference. Why did Chachamim make this gzeira that if you broke it and you fix it, the tumah comes back? Because we were concerned people would come to toivel something. On a one day before, and not worry about the night coming. Now, we've got a din of Harev Shimshor. Look at Rashi, yeah? But Yom, below Harev Shemesh, without nightfall. Sharoeh Shinit Mu Mishdam Shin Bahen Boveyom. People are going to see that a guy, because we know that whenever you toil something in the mikveh, if you toil it during the day from this type of tumah, so it only becomes Tahor again at once the night has set. You can't use it during the, you go to the mikveh during the day, but you can't toil it during the day. So now, Chachamim were concerned, if a person sees you had a kli this morning, and now suddenly that kli is working again, and it's lunchtime, people see you using it, they think, ah, you don't have to wait until nightfall anymore. You can just toivel during the day, use it during the day. So they said, no, tumah comes back again, you can't use that kli, it's ois. Because we were concerned, people will see you using that fixed kli, and not realize that you fixed it, it was broken, and you fixed it properly, it was broken properly, and you fixed it again. They think that you toiveled it, and you didn't wait until nighttime. And I think that you toiled them and you've broken it. So the Gemara says, we've got two answers here. Abaya says, Gzeira, that you made a big enough hole. And Rava says, Gzeira, because you might have used it during the day. So Gemara says, my Beinayu, what is the difference? What's enough coming in here between these two answers? So Gemara says, Ike Beinayu, deratzfinu meratzef. What does it mean, deratzfinu meratzef? It means, Aviyah, ratzfinu, that you smashed it completely, leratzef, like you tiled, you made it into like the floor. Look at Rashi here. Rashi says, "Dratzinu ratzef harikan v'shavran kulan." You emptied it and you smashed it completely. He says, "Kamo ma'acholet ratzufa." From Nida, you got the concept of squashing a flea, a tick. You squashed it completely. Right? Shema lo yikavenu like. So now, in this case, if you smashed it completely, so then no one could have the hava minute. You never made a big enough hole because it's completely smashed to smithereens. Right? And then you sold it up. You got a big vase and you crashed it on the ground. No one allowed the thing, there's no chance you'll come to make a not a big enough hole. The thing's completely broken. So the Gzair of Abai, you didn't make a big enough hole, doesn't apply. So, right? So then Rava's Gzair is still there in place because Rava will say, no, I don't care, you smashed it completely. My concern is not the making of a big enough hole. My concern is that people will see you using it again and think that you never waited for Arav Shemesh. Right? So then that's Rashi's first answer. It says, I think that you never waited, there is a plus. Rashi brings a second answer. There is another reason what the nafka mina is, the practical difference between these two. Ishema lo yikavenu, right, ika. There's still a concern that you never made a big enough hole. Shema yomru leka, but that you never told the people why about why. Taha minkar asiya shenit chadesh kulo. V'zen, Rabbi says, because why Ishema lo yikavenu is still exists. Why does it still exist? We why you made a big enough hole. Right, da minkar asiya shenit chadesh kulo, because it's clear that the whole thing was rebuilt. So the whole thing was rebuilt. Then it looks like you never made a big enough hole to begin with. Because if you made a big enough hole, how could you have rebuilt the whole thing? And Rashi prefers that second answer. I understand the first answer better. Rashi seems to prefer it. Rashi says, "Vezeh nir abe enai," and that he prefers that second answer. That if you smashed it completely, so then people will think you never toiled it. Why? Because it's a whole new clean. I think, it was tame. Now you're using it because it's completely rebuilt. But then they still come to, but you could still worry, right? But they're not going to worry about the whole thing. What about the anyhow? Let's carry on. All right. Now the Gemara ends off by saying, we learned the other day that there were 18 gezeiras. We've been through probably about 12 of them. I haven't counted. The Gemara says, Mahi, Ve'idach Mai, what are the others? What are all these other gezeiras over here? Right?
This is 9.
We've been through 9 of them? Okay, Shkoch. I didn't count. I just realized that I normally count. I didn't count. So we've been through 9. What are the 9? Can you think of it? I can't remember all the 9. Okay, wait a minute. They're 9. Okay. So the Mishnah says, what are the others? So we're still missing 9 then. Right? According to we're still missing 9. Right, he says, one of them, he says, like, Aminiach Kailim Tachat Tzinor. We learned this in Hilchot Nidav. Anyway, Masechet Nidav remembers. Right, I think it's a Gemara Nidav. Yeah, I thought you say, Bet Gimel. Mikvaot. No, Mikvaot. Okay, I thought we learned it in Nidav. Okay. He says, Dinan Aminiach Kailim Tachat Tzinor Lekabe and Make Shamim. You want to fix and fill up your mikvah now. And there's a gutter coming off the roof. Right, now remember, it always having to be a kli, has to be a Beit Kibbul, a receptacle. A gutter that's open at the top, open at the bottom, isn't a kli. Water can't stay in it. Only if you plug the bottom, it's become a kli. If it's unplugged, there's no kli. So if water falls off the roof through a gutter into a mikvah, the water will still be considered kosher rainwater. Okay, that's what's important here. So now you put a bucket under the gutter. So when the water, I'm telling you, I'm reading Rashi on the outside. This is all Rashi over here, but I'm going to get a little bit quicker now. He says, there's a concept which is spoken about as well. We learned all these things called kevao ulevasov chekako. Another option is that you put a something into the ground, it became part of the ground. That's called kevao. Something fixed to the ground is a mekabel tumah. And then you made a hole in it. After it was in the ground, it also went mekabel tumah. Kevao and then chekako, you made the hole. It's like a gutter or a pipe, whatever the case is. You had a receptacle which would have mekabel tumah, and you put a kli underneath it. Right, so what happens here. Right, Ameniach Kailim, you put a kli under this tzinor, the Kal Bahem Megashamim. And Rashi says, yeah, Echad Kailim Gedolim, whether it's a big kli, the Echad Kailim, or small kli. Look at Tosfot very quickly, the Echad Kailim Gedolim, to the right there of Tosfot. Shemerov Godlan, and Mekabel Tumim. We know that something which is very big also is a Mekabel Tumim. If you've got like a big bucket, it says, yeah, Kagon Kli, it's a big wooden chest. Shem Yetayrim al Arba Imsa, which is bigger than 40 Sayer. If you've got a big chest of drawers that can hold 40 Sayer measurement, and you can't move it empty or full, it's too heavy, even though it's a kli, it's a mekabel tumah. So if that was filled up with water, it wouldn't be mekabel tumah either. Rashi says, no. Here we're saying a kli, irrespective of whether it's big or small, and small, why would we worry about small? It might be so small, you think, it's batel. We don't care about it. No, it doesn't matter. All these size kalim. Afilu kli avadim, even stone kli, which normally isn't a mekabel tumah, or kli adama, or earth made from the ground, like a clay vessel, or kli glalim, made from feces here. Rashi says, yeah, shayish, but if you look here, there's the Gilin HaShaste and the Agor HaBach, which both say tzviyei bakar, which is like made from animal's feces. Postin at a mikvah. Any of these kalim, if you collect the water in them, can pass in the mikvah. Echad meniach v'chad shocheach. Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai says, whether you put it on purpose or you forgot it, doesn't matter. Hillel says no. If you put it there and you forgot about it, and then it collects water, that won't mekabel tumah. And that's the other machlok there between Hillel and Shammai. Now it's interesting because here it says Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. I'm almost sure that I saw a hara somewhere where it actually means to be Hillel and Shammai. And then Beit Shammai agrees in the end, if you left it in your courtyard, not under the pipe, Rashi says, then the rain fell on it, it will be okay. He goes to all those reasons over there. We're going into all that now. And that's the one other machloket. And Rabbi Yossi says no. Adai machloket mekomamedik. Rabbi says no. Remember, we learned yesterday, if you remember, this is very important to this, we asked at the beginning that these 18 machlokot, we said, Vahatanya Hushvu, that in the end it was on Amud Aleph of Tetvav, the third lines, Vahatanya Hushvu, but didn't they in the end settle their differences and agree to everything? Right? So those were the 18. The 18, they said originally they had an argument, Shammai Hillel, then they agreed to them all and they made Shalom and they all accepted the halocha. Rabbi Yossi says that this particular machloket He says he's still a machloket. Omedet. Look at Rashi. He says omedet b'meniach tachrat zinor b'kishur avim lo nimlu rabu al vatel dira behidal de lo chazu b'hen. Hidal never went back on that argument. Now it's a we say that the 18 that were agreed upon an end. If this machloket still stands, it can't be one of those 18 because in those 18 they don't have a machloket anymore. You got it? We have that one more time. We said that the 18 machlokot, the arguments we discussed with Shammai Behilel, were 18 arguments, which in the end they agreed upon. Rabbi Yossi says they never agreed on this one. See, if they never, sorry, it's not Hillel and Shammai, I'm confused. There were the three machlokot Hillel and Shammai. This is Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, right? The 18 were Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. Sorry, I got confused for a second. Right? So he says they never, in the end, they settled their differences. They're no longer a mach. Those 18 they argued about are no longer an argument. So says Rabbi Yossi, this can't be one of those 18. Because on this one, we know they never agreed. And the 18, I agree, this must be outside the 18. If it's outside the 18, we're now missing one. If we included this one in the count, we're missing one. We can't use this one.
But it says, Umadin Beit Shammai.
Only on the Chatzer Shu Tahor. Right? When you left in your Chatzer, yeah. When you Beshocheach, but when you put it there on purpose, originally. Right? Look here. Ubeilo Metarim Beshocheach. And Amar Rav Meir Nimlu. No, that's Rav Meir says. V'Ravu Beit Shammai V'Hilal V'Omori Beit Shammai Shochayach B'Chatzer Shu Tahor. That's Beit Shammai. That is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi says I died Machlok V'Ma. He argued with Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion that he agreed in the end with Beit Shammai with Beit Hillel. Rabbi Yossi says they never agreed.
Okay.
So according to Rabbi Meir, you're right. But according to Rabbi Yossi, they never agreed. They have to say, Rabbi Meir has to say they agreed in the end. Because our whole concept here is that these 18, they in the end, they all agreed upon all the 18. That's Rabbi Meir has to say they agreed. So that we know it's one of those 18. Because they never agreed, therefore come one of those 18. Amar Mesharshia Debei Rab Amri Amar. He says, Rab Amri Sakom Wadim Kashen Yicham Bashat Kishur Avam Tameim. Everybody agrees when they put them there before the clouds to gather the water from the clouds. Bashot Pizur Avim Debra Koltra. And if they put it there where there weren't clouds, there's all Tahor. Where's the machloket? They put it there to collect the water when the clouds were coming. All right, and then the clouds spread up. And the clouds gathered again, and they never took it back and forth. The one opinion says in the original intention, their kavona to put it there is batel, and now it's if they forgot it there. And the other opinion says that they didn't, that the original intention wasn't forgotten, and it's if they put it there by kavona. So the machloket is reinstated again. If they put it there, the clouds went away, they left it there, the clouds came back, and now they collected the water. Is it done by mistake, like without intention or not with intention? There is a machloket over there. Now, Rabbi Yossi, the machloket died by Mekoma Omedet. So according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that the machloket is still in place, so then Batshelu, we're now short of one. Because we're counting 18. We're now short of one. So Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak, Af benot kutim nidot marisatan bo b'yom gazru. He says, no, there's another gzaira. Which we can put in its place, the idea that kutin, that these kutin girls, chacham were gozer, that from birth they tamei nida, because we know that the kutim aren't worried about, so particularly about the nida story, chacham had a gzaira, that on kutin from birth they are, their blood is nida blood, and that would fill up the gap. Okay, we'll end with over here.